Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Nesya Tamar Bas Elisha Batova, Mordechai Ben Sara, Miriam Bas Chaya, and Adina Bas Sheva Bas Necha Gittel. We'll be discussing the Geder of Kedushas Paraduma based on the wonderful Beis Matisyahu on Maseches Yuman Simen Chaf. The Gemara in Yuma Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph tells us that a Paraduma is considered Kodshe Bedek Habayis, and therefore Shechitas Paraduma is not compared to the Shechit of the other Karvanos. But nevertheless, says the Gemara, that it requires a Kohen, even though it's not considered an Avoda. Because it is considered to, like Maros, it is compared to Maros Negoim. And just like Maros Negoim requires Kahuna, so too does Shechitas Paraduma. And let's see the Lashon of the Gemara. This is Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Tistayim de Rav Hu de Amar Parapsula. Let me bring a raya that it was Rav who says that Shechitas Zar, if a Zar shechs the para, it is pasul. What's the raya? The raya is Damar Reb Zera, Shechitas para b'zar psula, v'amar Rav Allah. Reb Zera said that the Zar is not allowed to shech the para. And Rav said on this that the reason that Shechitas Paraduma is Psul Bazar is because it says Elazar in Chuka. It says Elazar by the Shechit of the Paraduma. And what was Elazar? Elazar was a Kohen. It says Elazar. It says Unasatamos Elazar Konvetsim Chotzamachan Veshacharosolafanov. So that's Elazar. So that teaches us the Skan Kohen Gadol Shechtzit. And by Paraduma it says the words Oschukas HaTorah, so whatever it says in the Parsha is Ma'akev. So we see in the Parsha that Elazar does it, and you see that it's a Chukas Ma'akev, and Mele you need a Kohen. V'Rav, so now according to Rav we can ask, Ma'ishna Paraduk Siva Elazar V'Chuka, Paranami Kak Siva Aaron V'Chuka. According to Rav we can ask, why by the Parah do we passel the Shechit of Zar, because it says Elazar in Chuka, by the power of the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur, it says Aaron in Chuka. So why don't we say that the power of Kohen Gadol, Shechit of Zar, is Psula? In other words, anybody who's not a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to Shecht the power of the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur. And just the Gemara, Shechit alav avodahi. Shechit is not considered an avoda, and therefore, the Chuka that it says in the parish of Avodah Sinai Kippur wasn't talking about Shechita, because Chuka was only said about Maisim that are considered an Avod, and therefore if somebody else shechs his par, it's not Ma'akev. Yachi frek the Gemara, Paranami. So if that's the case, then also by Parla Shechita Zar Big Sherer B'Di'evit, because it's not considered an Avoda, and the Chuka is not referring to it. Answers the Gemara, Shiny Par the Kodshei Bedek Habayis, who Par is different, because it's considered Kodshei Bedek Habayis, doesn't have Kedushas Zedech, that's Kedushas Bedek Habayis, and therefore, not only is the Shechita not considered an Avoda, but all the Maisim are not considered an Avoda, and therefore you can't say that Chukah is referring to the other Maisim more than it's referring to Shechita, because none of it's really considered an Avoda. Answers the Gemara of Alav Kol Dechainu, which should be a Kal V'Chomer, that if Bepar Kohen Gadol, which is Kodshei Mizbech, we don't relate the word Chukah, so Kal V'Chomer, Kodshei Berek Habayis, Chukah wasn't referring to Elazar, and Mimela should be Ksheira Bizar. Originally wanted to say that Chuk is referring to everything, but now we want to take Shechita out of the picture, because it's not by Par Kohen Gadol, the Chuk is not referring to the Shechita, so here also it shouldn't be referring to the Shechita. Answers the Gemara, no, you're right, it's not an Avoda, but nevertheless, it's like Maris Nagoim, which requires Kihuna. Adkan Midivrei ha Gemara. However, we find that even though the kedusha of the Kohen of the Paraduma is begeder kodshei bedek habayis, nevertheless it has dine carbon, like we see in the Gemara in Avodah Zara, Daf Chav Gimel Amid Beis. Ad Kan Lo Pliya Le B'Chashasha. Aval Eichad Vade Rava. This is only, there's a machlokas about a suffix near Bas if it's Kachar Le Parah Aduma. But if it's definitely near Bas, then Pasla. Shema Mina De Parah Kachem Is Beach. Di Kachar Bedek Abayis Mi Mifzala Bar Revia. Shani Parah Dechat Is Kai Rechmana. So the Gemara says that if the Parah was a near Bas, if bestiality was considered and was committed on this para, vadais, then it's possible to be a para aduma. So it must be a kache mizbeach, because if a kache bedek habayis, revia shouldn't pass. And then the Gemara says no, para is different because it's called a chatas. In other words, from that it says chatas, we learn that it has dine carbon like a carbon chatas. And mitzat this geder, the nirbas is going to be pasul. Vayincham kol sugis hagemar and tosis tibur maschil ella. You have to mivare this geder of para aduma shemitzat echad. It's not kedosha begedushas kachem isbeach. Umitzat sheni yesh badine karban kechatos. We also find begeder kedushas para aduma a number of sugis, and some of them we see that it's kachem berek habayis legabei kamedinim, and in some of them we see that it is a din of a carbon legabei kamedinim because of chatas kari rachmana, like in the Gemara in Bukhara, Staf Chav Hey Amid Aleph, it's mavur she'ein iser giza ve'avoda b'para aduma la'achar pidyona, because it's only considered kachem berek habayis. Also in Tamura Chaf Amid Aleph, we see that ain paros a tamura because it's considered kachay bedek habayis. Meidach, we find a number of things that are possible bepara because it says chatos chul and yir aleph amid aleph, they possible a treif of a para aduma because it says chatos menachos nan aleph amid aleph. We learn in a brisa from the lashon of chatosi we darsh in sheyesh meila bepara aduma. So from these in these sugyas, we find that from the fact that it says chatas, so it has a dine carbon. However, we find even more than that, that this lashon is darshan, that it even has special dinim of a carbon chatas. We find in Maseches Parah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah of Paras chatas, Sheshachta Shelo Lishma, Kibel Vehiza Shelo Lishma, Psula, Rabbi Lezer Machshir. Look there in the Rash, who brings the Divrei HaSifri, who darshan this psul from the fact that it says chatas he. So, Hareisha Lefiya Tanakama, a paraduma mamish has a din chatos, and therefore it's pasul b'machsheves shelo lishma, not like other karbanos, which are kasher shelo lishma, elo shelo lo b'ayla l'mashem chova, like we see the b'mish at the beginning of Zohim. So explains the Rambam there. So we see a mer dikazach, we see this du erkiyut, this Shtepanim leparat chatat, leparaduma. We see on one hand it's considered kachem isbech, on the other hand it's considered kachem berek habayis, and then we even see on a third hand, not only considered kachem isbech, but it's even considered a chatas mamish, and therefore we pass al shchita shelo lishma. So what's going on? What's up here with this paraduma? What's it all about? Omnam l'chayra yesh l'tumoa b'ze. How can we say that a paraduma is considered mamish like a carbon chatas? At the beginning of the Masechta, Maseches Yuma, that Beis Amid Aleph, it says lahedya that para is lav bas kapara. In other words, it's not coming at all for kapara. Because bevaday the ikar carbon chatas is coming to mechaper and the chait, and this animal is not. So you can't tell me that it's considered mamish a carbon chatas. And it's also the ikar din, the gabi chatas, shimshach to shalol lishma is psula. So it's pashit that it's mitzad the gedar kapar of the carbon chatas, that since the ikar mahusa chatas is that it's coming to be mechaper al hachait, therefore it can't come shalol lishma, but paraduma, which is not bas kapar at all. What shaychas does it have to shalol lishma? Avunder. Otamor, that in all the sugyas and zvachim legabe carbon chatas, that's pasul shelo lishma, we don't even mention the paraduma. Ayin shamad av chesam and aleph, the Gemara is marich to learn the psul of shelo lishma legabe kol sugi achatos, chatas chelev, chatas nazir, chatas mitzera, chatas akum, but paraduma, der matmenish doesn't even mention, if I said that correctly in Yiddish, and so too the Gemara was marich, and tesam and beis bedin chatas, sheshachta l'shem suk chatas acheres, and we bring all these different types of chatos, and paraduma, which is also like a chatas l'inyin ze, is not brought at all, vitzarich iun. So like I said, what is up with this carbon chatos, with this para aduma? What is the true nature of this para aduma? Para aduma please come and show your true colors. So Baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya, we have presented the difficulties in this, some difficulties related to the Parah Aduma, various aspects, and b'siyata d'shmaya. In the next shiur, we're going to try to come to some sort of hagdara of the nature of the Parah Aduma, and give ourselves a bracha that we should be zocha to do so. We should be zocha lumol du lelamed lishmor velasos. Well, the kaim is called Divrei Salma Torah Sabi Hava, Amen V'Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.